What's going on, everybody? How are you doing today? Happy Monday to you. Today is Monday, May 16th, and I am your boy, Christian Israel, and you are tuned into Long Sum, Short Sum. This is actually the first section of our morning podcast called Christ in Crypto in the Morning, and this is the section where we go over market analysis from a technical perspective every single day. And here's something different. Today, I am actually starting. First, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad you tuned in today. Today, guys, I am actually going to start a process called $1 to $5 this week. And so today I'll be looking for trades, and I'm going to begin to update you on these trades and see what we can do. And and that's the goal, to see if we can find some hidden gems in there for $1 to $5 this week. I don't know why my countdown is on the big screen. I just saw that. Let me take the countdown off because we're here longer than 10 minutes. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump in to see what's going on in the markets. Right now, Bitcoin's at $29,639. Getting there. Ethereum's just at 2,000 right now. So we're going to see if we have a Monday pump or not. BNB, 295. XRP, 41 cents. Cardano at 55 cents. Solana at $53. Polkadot at 10.56, Doge at 88.7 cents, and Avalanche at 32.72. So, we have been diving into some of these charts today, and I am looking to see if things flip and go crazy bullish this morning, or if they run. So, one of the things I've been looking at is Robinhood specifically. This is not a trade that I have made for my 1 to 5. This is the trade I send out. And I've been looking at Robinhood. We entered the short at 1060 and we're at 1044. So I want to see if the crypto market pushes down today. So this is kind of, we know we're watching that, as well as Coinbase. Something else we really want to watch to see if this plays out or not. We're at resistance. We got a gap down here we might feel. So the question is crypto and tech going to roll over and come down, or is this going to fire up? So let's go ahead and go to some charts and see. First chart we want to look at for me personally, let's check out this XRP chart, okay? Because this is what we want to watch. These are the trades that I am trying to take. And this is what I'm looking at. So we had some craziness happen over the week. Last week, big dump on down. And now we've come up, we've created our first high here. And now we have our first low. And so now we can see if we are getting up out of this position. Yes, we did have this movement here, our top to bottom, okay? And when we do that and we lie it over, you don't get much. We're under the 1-to-1. That's not what we're measuring, so that's not where I'm at. This is what we're measuring right now, right off to 236, looking to see what happens when we come back.
Sorry, could you say that?
Looking to see what happens when we get back to 42 flat here. Now, here's my thought process, guys. Now, this is just on the hourly, okay? We're running into our momentum indicator, so we'll see how we react here. The hour just opened, so we got about 50 minutes left in this hour to see what happens. Yeah, we got a nice pump of green, and let's see, because we did break, so I'm expecting some kind of back test. We will see how that goes. Now, what am I looking for on the long scale? Okay, this is our weekly time frame. Our weekly time frame specifically for XRP. Oh, look at that arrow there. Okay. That means we're looking way back, trying to see it from a bigger perspective. Our concern here is that we broke 47.5. And when that happened last week, okay, we came all the way down to 30 cents, 33 cents. Now, that did not come in touch exactly 30 cents, which would be a perfect back test. However, it did clear for me, and I'm going to show you this back test right here. I'm going to take this and bring this down to 30, where I want it to be. Where are you at? Right here. That's it, right? No, that's 25. I'm trying to look for it. Yeah, it's so far pulled back. This is the weekly, so I'm having an issue. Okay. So, we came all the way back to touch the top of this wick here, right? Right when we broke down to come back to our 11.5 cents. This is exactly from February down to the SEC, okay? That's what this... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not February, SEC. C19 from here to bottom. Okay. So We have come down, we broke under that. Now we've come back on top and boom, hit that support. So now the question is, do we come and test one more time to wick that at 29, 30 cents, you know, about 30 cents? Or is this going to be a back test and at 35 cents to continue? We normally don't just go down and fire up out of places. That's not how that works. We can see here XLM, which is close to it. I know this is the KuCoin trade, so you're not getting full. Well, that's XMR. I'm sorry. I'm in XLM. Here we go. You see XLM, which is a friend of XRP's, right? They kind of move in tandem. It's back here, back testing the 1.5 on a retrace. So we're finding some support. And you can actually see here, our line here on this bottom, right there, we're sitting right where we need to sit. If this breaks and comes down, I feel like we'll be coming down to 7 cents. So that is a good 50%, 40% move to the downside. Okay. This is what I'm looking for. I will send these out as they go. Maybe I'll update, and I'm not sure how we're going to do that. I got to create a little something here, but that's a big move to the downside. If we get this in, right, from 1618 to here, to back test that area, that is a big move, and that is not something that we want to see. The question is, can we see that move in other places? We did have a positive move in GRT over the weekend, so let me go here to the 4-hour time frame, and then we're going to go to GRT. Okay, now we had a couple moves here where I actually took advantage. This is a full move on another move here, so I'm going to delete this. GRT was the mover over the weekend. Boom. And we caught this trade. We caught this trade at 14 cents here. That back test, 14 and a half cents. Rolled that up to 20 cents yesterday. I did not short this, even though this is looking shortable because it, you know, could have taken off. But short term on the 4-hour, we've done the full extension for me. High, low, lower, high. So now I can move this to the side. High, low, higher, low. And we can actually see that that's come right off the 1.414, right? So we're going to see, again, we got a little bit of movement here. Might have some better entries for some shorts. And that's what I will be looking for to do. So I will start today. I'll let you know tomorrow where I'm at. You know, the term is dollar to $5. Doesn't matter what amount it is. I'm trying to make $1 equal $5 by the end of this week. So that's the goal. So some of these I'm looking at here. So this is GRT coming down again to the 1.414. It's also back testing the 2.414 here. So we're going to see how this reacts. We already had this right up. So can we get a back test of 15,279? I wouldn't mind that whatsoever, but you see the full back test is also 10 cents. So could this be a pump up for everything to go a little bit lower? So why do I say everything could go a little bit lower? This is why. Let's see if I can find. Here it is. This is why. So this is a fractal I copied and pasted. This is our ABC fractal. And so when you go and you match the fractal and ABC, you normally plays out the same way, has the same length and same distance, not just technically the same length, okay? But when I have matched this, you can kind of see this is from the A wave to match the C wave here. You see, we have actually come down directly here and here, both exactly the same, okay? Come right here and right here. The difference is, we had a little bit of a lower low, and we have not had that. Instead, we fired back up over the original baseline. That's what this was here, the original baseline before the ABC correction. And now we broke below it. So my king is that we normally go 5 to 10% at least below those when we break minimum. And here's the thing about this, guys. We have actually gone more than that. As you can see, this has gone 13%, but you're seeing most during these corrections go 15 to 20%. If we continue that movement, you see it right at 15%. Okay, so this is what we want to figure out. We're watching these charts to see if there will be a lower low. Is this going to be a Monday fake out? And here's the thing is, normally Mondays, I don't like to trade on Mondays. You guys know me. For those who do know me, know I do not like to trade on Mondays because Mondays are very dangerous because it's a fake out day, kind of thinks you're going, and then Tuesday, everything normally goes the opposite direction. So we'll see, because bear markets are hard to navigate, but we have broken out of this parabola here and we've gone straight down. So even if I move this over now, you can kind of see this is where it is. So this is our test, right? We still have yet to hit the exact low here, right? And I don't know where that would line up on a different scale, but we have not come and headed back this way. So the question is that where we're in? We didn't see a lot of buy volume here, so I'm not quite sure what we will see there. Okay, so again, our goal is to turn $1 into $5 this week, and we need to watch the charts in general. One of the ones I'm really, really watching, I told you, is XLM. Again, because, let me see if I can get you. Okay, here's another confirmation. XLM can come down to my 0.5, which is 7 cents. And again, where was that at on another one? I know I just, yep, here we go. So XLM on the weekly shows 7.3. Do you see that? This is a back test here. There's a big possibility. You've got a big red volume candle right here. And this is the back test. So now when I come over here, I look at the 0.5. Look at what the 0.5 is of my move here that we have not back tested yet. I mean, we sort of did here, I guess, came back. We have technically back tested this 0.5. Let me point that out. We technically have, we have not back tested. However, the 702, yes, we broke up. We came down, but we did not go up and then straight down to it. So we have not back tested that. But I want to put on warning for you. Good morning, bullish on XRP. I want to put warning on you is that 7, look at that, 7.2 with 7.2. There's some confluence here. So this is why I'm being very careful. I'm looking possibly to short this thing down to 7 cents. I'm really looking for that. So we'll see. Last but not least here, let's dive into XRP to show you what I'm seeing here. I think we spoke about this already. Let's go ahead and give you some life here. Again, we were looking at 30 cents has not hit yet. Now this is the bounce and the come up a high, low, higher high, you know, so a retrace here on the 4 hour. I've got 29.88. Again, we have not come down here. So since we have not come down here, I look at a couple things that will show us where can we go. Well, the 702 back test is not complete yet. That is 29 cents on that section. When we come over here, we look at this XRP chart on the weekly. We're seeing the same thing on the weekly, possible 29 to 26, maybe even a wick down to 26 on the weekly. On my live chart here, let's see, what is, oh, that's the hourly. This is the live chart, right? So I can go wherever I want. I'm gonna go to the daily. Here's our daily, okay? Our daily section, the 0.236, right here on another measure. So I have a lot of confluence. We did come and touch the top, but we have not come down here yet. I feel like this is where it ends. So I am still not like, let's go bullish. Not yet. Not yet. And even when I look at Ethereum, right? Ethereum still broke down. We have not had a huge V bounce out of there yet. But look, there's all this space in here. Could we come back down and touch? So do we come back down and make sure that 1700 is good? And if we do, that would bring everything else down. And what do I mean by everything else down? Well, if ETH is moving, that means Bitcoin is moving, right? So we already know based on, if I can show you real quick. Look at that. That's just a whole bunch of maybe not, maybe go. Let's see what happens. That's not the chart I am looking for. Now here's the question. Can I find the chart I'm looking for? I was so perfectly set up. Let's see. Where are you? Uh-oh. Doesn't that look scary? Look, this is me looking at Bitcoin from literally all different angles consistently. See this rolling over 5 to 10% drop below. This is telling us it's pushing down. I am consistently looking for the freezing. Are you just the same chart? Okay, you're just the same chart. One more try. Look at it. Trying, and things are trying to move up as we discuss this. See here, there's XRP trying to hold above the 702, but we have yet to back test. We fired off of that, back tested the 702. But does this technically qualify as a back test? We'll see. Where are you at? See, the weekly support's also under 30,000, right? So we're under, and I'm looking to back test this S1 at 26,000. This is literally what I'm looking at. I think when we back test this, right? As a back test, I think that was what will bring everything else down, because everything does what? Everything follows the crypto. Now, I can't find the big chart that I just had, but the head and shoulders pattern that was on there, maybe I'll just switch it and, oh, here we go. How did I get lucky like that? So here's the last thing I want to talk about to show you. This head and shoulders pattern here, okay, boop, boop, doop, 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 that I measured, and I forgot I had this chart. Said, man, if this breaks, right, we would go down to here, and this is weekly. And it took a while. But what you do is you take the head and you measure the head to the neckline. Then you take that and you go where it breaks, and you get a good idea. And where does that show us, guys? Straight to the S1, straight to 26,000. Reality, it's really, yeah, it came a little lower with that huge red candle. And since we don't have a green candle, it's only Monday, we need to get some reversal power going. Until then, this is going to back test. And I think that back test of, what did we say? Right here, to 26,283, that is what I will be looking for. And then we'll go off and run from there. So I hope you guys are having a good day so far. I hope your morning's going well. These are the things that we're looking for. Like I said, that head and shoulders pattern played out perfectly. So now we're looking for a back test, secure the breakout, and then go. Again, the goal is to turn $1 into $5 this week. If you want to be updated on what's going on, come to the New Creation Cronies group. In there, I will just let you know where the process of that is. If you want some calls or signals and things like that, you can reach out to me directly, DM me directly in the Telegram group, and we can talk about what it takes for you to get inside the signals group that we sit there and we discuss strictly trading. Besides that, guys, what are your thoughts on the market this week? We are in some interesting times, I say. Let me go ahead and go to, there we go. We are in some interesting times, but if you're patient, this is going to pay out for you. This is going to pay out for you. A lot of people lost a lot of money last week. The richest people in the world lost $500 million was lost by Mike Novogratz last week, right? So you are not the only one feeling it right now. Everybody took a hit. The question is not can you take a hit, but the question is how do you react to that hit? When you're down, do you get back up? Do you have the principles of trading, or were you gambling? Are you sticking to what you know, or are you trying something different because you're scared to follow your own facts? Does that make sense? If you're good at TA, stick to what you see. Don't overcomplicate it. Just like me, I stick to what I see. Now we're looking at volumes, looking for a reversal. The trend is what? Bearish until anything else tells us different. We are in a downtrend until anything tells us different. And as long as we see these, red candle. Yeah, we had a red candle, then it kind of, you know, it worked its way down here and stayed in this area, very similar. So question is, do we come down and we stay in this area for a little bit, then go? Have patience. It's capitulation. They're going to try to get some people, so look for some squeezes. Okay? All right. I'm your boy, Christian Israel. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the section Long Some Short Some. Again, we're here every single day, live, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Then we upload these later on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Google Play, any place you can find a podcast. On Spotify, you can actually watch this too. So thank you guys for tuning in so much. The goal is 10 likes. Make sure you like, subscribe, do the social media thing. Appreciate you guys for hanging out. I will talk to you soon. let's go ahead and hit that outro. Let's get it. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Please make sure you like, subscribe, share this video, subscribe to this channel, and do the thing that people do on social media, at Twitter, at TikTok, you know, New Creation Capital. Let us know, guys. Thanks so much. I hope you guys have a great day. Later, guys.